Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your host for the day, Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rob Spears, and of course, you're listening to Conscious Talk. And I want to tell you a little story during this transitional time where we believe the most important thing that you can do is to keep healthy. Well, many years ago, a wise doctor told me that there's really only one disease, and that's cellular malfunction, and there's only one cause, that's malnutrition. Well, I believed him. I fed my cells the best that I could, and I discovered that when you do that, the body will heal itself. Well, that advice served me well over the years with nutritional and supplemental routines, which I still follow today, but I always thought I could go further. There was more. Well, recently I discovered the Avacyn medical device, which increases microcirculation and increases the delivery of nutrients to the cells by warming the blood just 1 degree, making it flow easier, and into the smallest capillaries that are closest to our cells, delivering that added nutrition. So I wanted to make you aware of the fact that this, what we call this little magic machine, the Avacyn medical device, is now having a $500 off sale through July 4th. And you can find out more by going to littlemagicmachine.com or by calling 800-464-2144. That's littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-464-2144 to learn more. And I highly recommend that you purchase this machine because there is nothing more important and no one that you can depend on more than working with yourself in your own home. Well, also, hey, during this July 4th holiday period, Plus CBD Oil at pluscbdoil.com continues to extend their 20% off through everything on their site. Of course, Power PH is 25% off through July 4th by putting COVID, COVID, in the coupon code at checkout. And I remind you, keep up that Dr. O'Hara's, keep that immune system strong. All of the products that we bring you on the show are things that we do because we truly believe they are the basis of health. And just want to remind you, you haven't heard much from Vitamin Life because their free natural health lectures have been down due to COVID. But there's going to be a new opening around August 8th. So stay tuned because they'll be opening a new wellness center. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, large challenges like this one we are experiencing now are scary, but they can indeed lead to lasting and beneficial change. And we have seen it before. And we'll have a chat with John Perkins, author of Touching the Jaguar. He not only transformed his own life through his experience in the Amazon, but he helped to forge a new path, a new vision, really, to transform fear into action that leads to change. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is John Perkins, and it's really an appropriate time for us to be talking about his newest book, which is called Touching the Jaguar, Transforming Fear into Action to Change Your Life and the World. And you should remember, John's an author and activist whose 10 books on global intrigue, shamanism, and transformation include his newest, Touching the Jaguar, Shapeshifting and the Classic Confessions of an Economic Hitman. which we talked to him about years ago, and I think we probably talked about shape-shifting too, but he's been on the New York Times bestseller list for a very long time, and we expect this one will also. John, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you guys so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
So let's talk about the Jaguar, which I love. And I have to tell you, I've had a jaguar as one of my animal totems for a very long time. So that was really in my heart, really touched me. What does a jaguar symbolize to the Amazonian indigenous people?
Well, it symbolizes two things. One is the obstacles that can get in your way. So the jaguar is looked at as a very fierce animal. If you encounter it in the forest, you're likely to be afraid of it. But it can also give you gifts. So there's many stories about jaguars that if found come to somebody who might have broken a leg or be sick in the forest, a hunter who can't move, and the jaguars got food, killed an animal, and brought it to the hunter. Mm-hmm. Enough of those kind of stories that you've got to believe that there's some aspect of truth to them. Mm-hmm. And it's known that when you could see a fear, like in a vision quest or shamanic journey, if you see something that you're fearful of, for them it takes the form of a jaguar. If you run from it, it chases you. If, on the other hand, you go to it and touch it, it gives you its energy, its courage, its wisdom, its power, that you can, and then you can use that to change, to break through the barriers that are keeping you from doing what you know that you really want to do or need to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as we all learned in your confessions of an economic hitman, you were involved in what we now can view as sort of American colonization of Central and South America and other parts of the world. And a lot of us, let's face it, you know, because of our education or lack thereof, any real education, don't realize that that's what we've been doing. So through our government actions, and specifically, you know, one of our biggest weapons has been our corporations. So maybe you should review a little bit how, with our listeners, how your experience in Guatemala helped you to sort of move on from your position of an economic hitman.
Well, sure, Rob. I'd be happy to do that. And Guatemala and other places, but in many of these countries, I was an economist at a major consulting firm. I very quickly rose to chief economist, had a pretty large staff working for me, and my job was really to identify countries with resources that corporations want, like oil in some places, or like in the case of Guatemala, it was cheap labor and land for big agribusinesses, like in the ones that serve Dole and Chiquita and other big agribusinesses. And then my job was to arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of its sister organizations. But the money would never actually go to the country. Instead, it would go to our own corporations to build infrastructure projects in the country, electric power systems, highways, et cetera, things that made big profits for our companies and helped a few rich families, the ones that owned the industries and the commercial establishments, but actually drained money from education, social services, and other things that helped the middle classes and the poorer classes, because that money would be used instead to pay off interest on the loans. And in the end, the country couldn't pay off its loans, so we'd demand basically a pound of flesh, you know, like sell your resource real cheap to our corporations, but let our corporations go in and grow produce in a place like Guatemala without paying workers very much at all and destroying the land through chemical abuse, mm-hmm. things like that. This job of mine, which I originally thought was a good thing because we're taught in business schools that investing large amounts of money in infrastructure increases the economy. And statistically, we can show that it does, but I came to understand that those statistics were totally biased in favor of the rich. Mm-hmm. But at first, I thought I was doing the right thing for many years because that's what we're taught. And over time, I began to see that what we were really doing was colonizing these countries. And I was also then, at that point, beginning to work with Mayan shamans in Guatemala and Amazonian shamans in Ecuador and Peru and in the Andes. And I learned through this process that, you know, what we were really doing was using perception to create a reality that our corporations very much wanted. And shamanism is all about using perceptions to create reality. And it turns out economics is all about that. Human beings are all about that. There are no countries, there's no culture, there's no religion except as we perceive them. And when enough people accept a perception or codify it into law, it has a big impact on reality. And I was using this perception of helping the rich people, which made the economic system look good, GDP, and using and creating a perception that that was really helping everybody, which in fact it wasn't doing at all. It was creating a reality that was extremely biased in favor of the rich.
Yeah, yes. Sure sounds familiar to what we're seeing in our own country. But one of the things that caught my attention, you know, perceptual-wise, I know in reading your story, when you were involved with this indigenous tribe that realized that, you know, the modern world was pushing in on them, and rather than just fight them, they then had to unify all of the tribes and start to, in a way, you know, shift their consciousness and start to understand this culture. But our culture didn't get it at all. We were thinking, well, these people can raise cattle and make money and be like us and be democratic and all of that. And it doesn't, that was not their way of viewing the world. So this is what we do, right? And this is what we need to shift, even to shift our own, you know, what's going on in our own country.
Right. Well, it's a great example of what happened in the Amazon. So, and that's really what you're describing here.
Right.
It also happened to a certain degree with the Mayan people in Guatemala and many other places. But if we take the Amazonian people, for example, where I first get introduced to shamanism, when I was a Peace Corps volunteer there in the late 60s, early 70s, the tribes that are now known as nations of all these different indigenous groups have been warring with each other for centuries, mainly millennia, because they're hunters and gatherers. And it takes a very large territory for hunters and gatherers to survive. And so they felt that to protect their own territory, they had to keep their neighbors out, and that often involved warfare. And then in the 1960s, when I was a Peace Corps volunteer there, they were beginning to understand that the real enemies were the oil and mining companies that were coming in. Foreign oil and mining companies, primarily in those days, American oil and mining companies. And so they had to change their perception of who the enemy was. They had to develop a new perception, and that was that they had to get together with their former enemies, the neighboring tribes, and to enforce this, to create federations, to try to keep out the oil companies and mining companies. And then they realized that the real enemy was the dream of the people who were served by these companies, us, the people who depend on oil and minerals, this whole economic system, and that was all a perception, of maximizing short-term profits while destroying the earth in the process, as we know it. And so they then reached out to me and asked me to form a partnership, which became the Dream Change and then the Pachamama Alliance, to help change the dream of the modern world. Basically, to move from the system that I created as an economic hitman, which we've come to call a death economy, an economic system that in the short term is burning up all of its resources that would serve it in the long term, and create a life economy, which is totally renewable, totally regenerative, and basically very similar to the economy that indigenous people have always had in most of the human history of the 250,000 or so years of human history.
Yeah, well, hold that thought, John. We're going to run off to a break here, but we want to hear about a live economy when we come back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk is the answer.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand, covered with a patented glove, inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144. For all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, today we're with a really interesting and an inspiring guest. And we've been talking to these kind of people for years now. It's actually 19 years in August, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. August 8th, I believe, is the date. And we just treasure everything we've learned, and we're so happy that you've been learning along with us. You can listen to a lot of the past shows, at least for the last few years, by going to ConsciousTalk.net. It's all free. And don't forget, subscribe to your favorite podcast system and look for Conscious Talk. For instance, podcast1.com has Conscious Talk. So check it out. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our very special guest today is John Perkins. You might remember him from his book, Confessions of a Hit Economic Hitman. His new book, Touching the Jaguar, Transforming Fear into Action to Change Your Life and the World. You can go to John Perkins, PERKINS.org, to learn more about John and the incredible work that he's doing. So, John, you were sharing with us about this death economy that we've actually created, all of us, but really, truly, a lot of American corporations were behind a lot of this. And it was taking this idea to these small South American countries and really raping in a way and pillaging these countries for short-term gain. And you started to tell us about the new economy, which is the live economy. Can you share that with us?
Well, yes, Brenda, I'd love to. And incidentally, it wasn't just Latin America. We were doing this in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, all over. And so the life economy is really an economic system that pays people to clean up pollution, would pay companies to, instead of making war equipment or other things that are basically kind of just stuff that we consume over and over again, to instead create processes and equipment that will, for example, mine the plastic floating around in the oceans, or regenerate destroyed environments, or create technologies that recycle better, that use solar and wind energy even more efficiently than we can do today, and perhaps create energy out of the air. I mean, there's so many things that we can move into. We're not talking about a transition into going back to living in caves or something. We're talking about a really exciting prospect here that's paying all of us to do really good things that are regenerative. And, in fact, you know, human history is dominated by that up until the last, well, you could say we go back to this idea of agriculture, of dominating nature.
Right.
A couple of thousand years. But it's really been since World War II that this has taken off so big. And it's all based on an idea that was that really came into strong being in 1976 when Milton Friedman won the Nobel Prize in Economics and said the only responsibility of business is to maximize short-term profits, basically for a few people, regardless of the social and environmental costs. And the goal for us as individuals is to maximize our short-term consumer consumption, materialistic consumption. And that's really created this system that absolutely isn't working today, a death economy. We need to transform it into a life economy.
So I just want to quickly bring it around back to the jaguar, because the title of your book is Touching the Jaguar. How does the jaguar enter into this picture?
Well, so the jaguar represents a fear of change. And when we continue to buy into that fear, we don't change. And what we need to change, what we understand, is that our death economy is based on this perception that the goal is short-term maximization of profits or materialistic consumption. If we simply change that perception to our goal is to maximize long-term benefits for people and the environment, we create a whole new type of way of looking at the world. We create a whole new governmental, social, economic system, what we can call a life economy, so that we're devoting ourselves. We're paying investors a decent rate of return. We're paying workers to accomplish things that are making the long-term survival of our species much more likely than the current system is doing.
So the thing is, and it's sort of the great gift I think you got following your story, but that we get from indigenous populations is that they understand this concept, and so our Native Americans did, of the dream, of the vision, or what we call, you know, perception. If we don't change, I mean, if we live in one dream and that drives us, we're not going to change our basic living situation until we change our dream. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that even before that, I think the coronavirus is taking us to a new level of having to face this. But even before that, we were moving in that direction. B corporations, benefit corporations, conscious capitalism, the Green New Deal, and, in last August, 192 of the world's most powerful, most successful executives of the biggest corporations, part of the business roundtable, came out with a statement that basically supports a life economy. They said the goal can no longer be simply about maximizing profits. It's got to be about serving our employees and our customers and those who provide to us in the local communities where we work more. So we've been moving in that direction. And I think this coronavirus is pushing us in even harder. And a number of signals. This is just the most recent and the most powerful one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to agree that the gift of this virus is that it's, really showing that the way we've been operating doesn't work. And we really need to change a lot of assumptions. And the first one being is just, what are we doing here?
And one of the things I want to add to the pot, John, just to think about or to contemplate, and you said it in the very beginning in the first segment about the indigenous tribes used to war because they were hunter-gatherers and they needed a lot of territory to do that. But it brings me back to something that Rob and I talk about a lot, and that is our belief system. I know changing our perception is a huge deal, but do we not have to change a couple of underlying beliefs? In other words, to have a clear vision and perception. And the one in particular I wanted to throw into the pot here is a belief that we're not enough, therefore there is not enough of whatever, X. Not enough land, not enough food, not enough territory, not enough money, not enough of whatever. What do you think about that?
Well, that is a perception. So, I mean, the words belief and perception are kind of interchangeable.
Okay.
So that's a perception that people have, is that it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's one of the things that we need to change.
Mm-hmm. Because if we don't change that belief or that perception, then we can't move in a direction where it's sustainable because we feel good that there's enough to go around for everyone.
Yeah, we're in constant competition versus cooperation.
Exactly, yes. And we need to move beyond that perception. And that perception also ties in with this idea of short-term maximization, that if there's not enough, we've got to, in the short term, grab everything that we possibly can.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like getting your piece of the pie because there's not going to be enough pie to go around.
Yeah. This idea of touching the jaguar in this case and throughout your story and in the belief of the indigenous people represents our greatest fears. So if a jaguar shows up in your life, in your dream or your perception, whatever, that means you've got something to face, correct? And touching it means,
facing
moving
it or
toward
moving.
It versus running like hell.
Exactly. And the book, tells a lot of stories about this. But in the end, it also offers a daily practice that everybody can do to do that personally, and we can go into that in more detail in a bit if you'd like to.
Yeah. What's going on with COVID-19 from our point of view, and it's very similar to what happened to the tribe in Guatemala that you describe, or the collection of tribes, is that there was an existential threat. And in this case, it was technology and, through mining and oil exploration and all that, and trying to change them to a different way of life. In this case, it's something that is unseen, which is perfect for us, so that we can't, we have to make inner change, essentially. We have to take a whole new look, and it's become very transparent that what we've been doing may be a metaphor for our destruction of the earth. In a way, a lot of people are thinking it's the earth's revenge, And I think that's a good thing from the point of view of getting us to think differently. So When we come back, let's discuss this change.
Yes, and this example of what people can do on a daily basis to help with that.
Right.
We're here with John. Yes, they're here. We're here with John Perkins. The book is Touching the Jaguar. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order The Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in today here on Conscious Talk. And we use that term specifically, tuning in, because any outward change is always going to start with inner change. That's going to start with you and me. And when we all start to shift in that direction, as John, we're here with John Perkins today with his new book, Touching the Jaguar, has mentioned in the past two segments, you know, it's changing our perception, if you will, or our beliefs around certain things that are going to make a difference. And John, you have a practice in the book for people that they can do on a daily basis that can help them with this type of shift. Can you go into that for us?
Yes, Brenda, I'd love to. You can do it. It takes probably less than 10 minutes a day, or you could do it once a week. It doesn't have to be every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's the stories that lead into it. So, but I'll give a kind of a brief overview of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts by asking five questions. And the first question is, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? What will give you the greatest satisfaction, the most bliss? Or you might look back and you might say, you're sitting on that proverbial deathbed, what would you look back and be happiest that you did or wish that you had done? And now's the time to really think about doing it. That's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
The second question is, how do you tie this in with a larger community? Maybe help create a life economy. The larger community can be one other person, your family, your city, or the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that human beings, all of us, get more pleasure if we not only do what we want to, what we need for ourselves, realize our own bliss, but also serve others in some way. And the third question is, what jaguars, what obstacles, what barriers are stopping you from doing that or might in the future stop you? And the fourth question is, how do you touch those jaguars? How do you change your perception to get through that barrier? And then the fifth question is, what actions do you take? And I'll give you an example. It would be based totally personally. This could be a carpenter, or a plumber, or a teacher, or a parent. They can all apply these five questions, and then that leads into this daily routine that you can do. But the first question, what would bring me the most satisfaction? Well, for me, it's writing. I love to write.
Mm.
How do I tie that in with a larger community? That's the second question. I write about inspiring people to transform the death economy into a life economy.
Mm-hmm.
The third question, what blocks me? Well, one time I had an English teacher. I loved writing in high school. I was a good writer. I was editor of the paper, won a short story prize. Got to college, I had this very famous writer as a teacher, and he criticized my work. He gave me nothing, never above a C. It so discouraged me, I quit college. When I went back, I studied economics and business. I didn't write anymore. I gave up.
Right.
That was a huge, huge jaguar. It stopped me from
Yes.
Right.
The fourth question, how do I change my perception to get through that blockage? Well, at some point I realized this guy was just a man, and he had criticized Bob Dylan's writing. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature. And so I cut that jaguar and said, well, this is just a guy. I don't need to listen to him. So I can break through that barrier. And the fifth thing, what do I got to do? What's the actions I got to take? Well, I got to write. I got to write every day. Got to keep writing. But we can all bring these five questions to bear in our daily life.
Yeah, and there are five really, I think, very powerful questions. And it really just takes a little bit of time and contemplation. But I think the key in this whole thing, John, is facing that jaguar, facing it, not being afraid to look at what has blocked you, not be ashamed or feel guilty or less than because you were afraid or whatever, but to really face it honestly and openly, and then you can move through it.
Yeah, and look, from a spiritual point of view, when a jaguar shows up in your life, look at it as guidance, that it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's what you got from the shamans. You know, I love the parts of your story where the shamans would kind of like, they knew already that you were making a transformation, or they could see what you're seeing in a way. You know, they actually sometimes seem to have a sense of humor about it because we don't see our own, we don't see ourselves clearly as sometimes others may.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this virus gives each of us an opportunity to really kind of go into these questions.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, if people pre-order the book at my website, johnperkins.org, they actually right now would get a workbook that outlines these questions in the daily practice that makes it really, really easy to do. So,
that's a great idea. Yeah, folks, if you go to johnperkins.org, you can order the book and get a workbook with it.
A free workbook. What a deal. Thank you, John. Well, hey, we're going to take another quick jump out of here and get some messages of some great products for all of you, and we'll be back in a moment.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, the mother of all balms. Now, don't you feel better?
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. And every guest will have a guest page. You know, we know you may not be driving as much as you used to on your way to the office. You're doing more work at home. But you can always catch these shows in the archives or find out about our guests by going, just putting their name in the search engine, choosing their name, finding their page, and that will connect you up with a bio, a click through to their site, and of course any of the books you can click through and get them on Amazon. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here today with John Perkins. The new book he has is Touching the Jaguar, Transforming Fear into Action to Change Your Life and the World. So, John, I'm just going to share a little something I read on Facebook yesterday. It was very interesting. It was about Chevron. And Chevron has now put money into training dogs for veterans to help them with PTSD, etc. And there were comments, they were putting this out on their Facebook page, and there were interesting comments that were being made. Some people thought that was pretty cool, but there were several comments made about what Chevron is all about. And one person wrote, is Chevron now about training dogs for vets, or is Chevron still about polluting the earth and, you know, drilling in the Arctic and places for oil, etc.? And I don't remember, I'm not going to say because I'm not sure if it was an actual, president of the company. Someone at a very high level got on the Facebook page and was defending what they're doing. And, you know, some people said, well, let's look at the good they're doing and not necessarily the other. My point in sharing this is this shift in perception that you're talking about, does it need to reach at the top levels of these corporations that they're interested in really dreaming a new dream? Or does it start with all of us, or can it be a combination? I mean, how hopeful are you we can do this?
Well, extremely hopeful. I think we're in a time now where we know that we need to change. I don't want to get into Chevron too much. They're a bad corporation, in my opinion. They lost a lawsuit that was mandated by the Ecuadorian government that they needed to clean up the terrible messes they've made in Ecuador. This is just one example of, of $9.5 billion.
Wow.
They've since spent over $2 billion hiring lawyers to keep them from spending that money to clean up this horrible mess that's killing babies, killing indigenous people in the Amazon still. It's inexcusable what they've done. And they've gone after the U.S. lawyer who's defended the Ecuadorian people very successfully and put him under house arrest. It's a very long and horrible example. And I don't know what it costs to train dogs to help veterans. That's undoubtedly a nice thing to do. But that's probably a pretty small investment.
Right.
And actually, $9.5 billion would be a small investment for Chevron. They're a huge, extremely profitable company, one of the most profitable in the United States and in the world. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to defend Chevron in any way. But I do think that what we all need to do is look at a perception change here. Chevron should get out of the oil business. If they're serious about helping the world, get out of the oil business. Focus on solar and wind and other renewables. Mm-hmm. That's what they need to do. And we all need to really look at that way. How do we create a life economy? But I think the bigger question here is what does each of your listeners do? Because we each have a role to play in this. Every one of us, we have the power to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, perception change is what it's all about. And if we can start telling a new story to each other, to ourselves, to everybody that will listen, that we must create this new world. So if I go back to this idea of the five questions, but let's just take another example. Let's take a guy who likes to work with wood. So question number one, what will most satisfy you during the rest of your life? Working with wood, I want to be a carpenter. How do you make that be on a level that helps other people? Well, you can promote sustainable carpentry, sustainable products. Mm-hmm. What's the barriers that stand in the way? Well, you could say, well, my clients don't want to pay more for sustainable wood. It's cost a little more. Well, how do you overcome that perception? When you touch that Jaguar, the Jaguar says, hey, tell your clients it's not a cost. It's an investment in the future. By using sustainable products, they're investing in their future, in their children's future, in their grandchildren's future. And then question number five, what's the action you take? You go out and you start building with carpentry with sustainable products, and you talk to your client. You don't just use sustainable products. You talk. You let people know. Mm-hmm. And we can say the same thing, Brenda and Rob, on consumer movements, which can be extremely powerful. We should all be writing letters to Chevron, telling them to clean up that, honor the lawsuit that's been brought against them, clean up the mess they've created in Ecuador. But our consumer movements can be very powerful these days because of the internet and so forth. And it's not just about shopping correctly. It's about letting the companies that you don't buy from know why you're not buying from them. And it's about letting the companies that you do know, that you do buy from, let them know you're buying from them because they're trying harder than the others. They may not be 100% perfect at this point. Nobody is, but they're trying harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good We're point. Great advocates of standing
as opposed to against.
Yeah. I mean, you oppose those things by not participating for sure, but always standing for. We've got a quick little story of our granddaughter who was out of work and wanting to change her industry. She was in the high fashion industry as a hair designer and traveled around the world doing these shows. And she said, it's not very satisfying. I'm kind of disgusted with myself because I'm supporting an industry, I'm supporting people walking down a red carpet wearing multi-$1,000 dresses that nobody will ever buy and most people can't afford. I want to do something that's more useful. And then she went on to tell me that she was had an experience at a wholesale market in Los Angeles where she lives and how great it was that she got all this great organic fresh produce for very little money. And she was asking me, she called me originally, was how do I start a veggie garden when I live in an apartment building? And that led to this idea that, hey, you know, while you're learning about growing vegetables and what makes good ones and what makes them taste better, you know, through organics, et cetera, why don't you start a little buying service if you're going to go down to the central market anyway? And within 2 days, she had 20 customers.
And a website up and everything.
And started a little business called the Produce Fairy. And she is so happy.
Yeah.
And she's being of service, selling things for less and giving some away.
And she said this is the most satisfying work she's ever done. And she's a very ambitious and very entrepreneurial young lady who's finding the real inspiration in the service. And that was how I wanted to kind of roll this into that, this book. And what you're doing, John, is when we find what really inspires us and what we're passionate about doing and we take it out, it's like fire. It catches on. And like you said, when you talk to people, when we talk to people about creating this show in the beginning, we were so passionate and still are. And those were some people that mocked us and turned away. But we ended up getting this show on this station, and we were the first show on this station in this genre. And look where it's come 19 years later. And it was because of our passion to be of service and to give back, but also to give to ourselves.
Yeah. So movements like you're talking about and people facing their fears or touching the jaguar, this is something really important, mm-hmm. and it's all doable.
And very, very timely, John. That was one of the things we loved about your book, is how you have been really good as far as timing goes with your books.
Yeah, yeah,
you know the economic hitman, too.
So, a last thought? We've got like a minute.
Well, I'd just say that I think we should all feel blessed that we live at this time when Mother Earth is sending us very strong messages. Mm-hmm. And we can listen, and I think we're all very privileged and blessed to live at this time. And I just would encourage all your listeners to do what they need to do to really live the life that they want to live for the rest of their life, to really do what they most want to do, but also tie it into producing a better world for future generations.
Yeah.
And touch the jaguars, touch the things that held you back, take energy from them, and move forward. It's a wonderful time to live, really.
Yeah, beautiful message. Well, folks, you can go to johnperkins.org. Hey, if you buy the book there, pre-order the book, you'll get a free workbook with it. So please go for it.
Take that opportunity. Well, thank you so much, John, from our hearts to yours, as always, for your beautiful service in the world. Really appreciate it. And, folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.